How's the week of practice going?
Good. I think our guys are focused in, and so far having a pretty good week of practice.
Shante out of the boot now?
He is out of the boot. He's going through the rehab process, and obviously he'll be out this week, and then we'll see where he's at next week.
You think he can practice by next week?
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see and talk to H-Rod, probably after the weekend and get a better feel early part of next week.
Effort is never an issue, but you talked about execution, about getting the guys to play the way they did the last game. Is that harder when you go into a game like this, when you're not on the road, you got the loud crowd, you're playing a team that hasn't lost, or is it something you're able to...
I think our team understands where we're at in the season. I think we understand that we have to be focused on the job and the task at hand. So I don't foresee there being a lot of distractions as far as our execution is concerned.
Carson said yesterday that you pretty much illustrated to everybody, look, this is where we are in terms of standings and all that kind of thing. Is that unusual? Usually it seems like you focus just on the game at hand, right in front of you. Do you often look at the standings?
I think the thing is we are focused on the game at hand, but yeah. What I wanted our guys to understand is that even though we haven't started the way that we wanted to, and we haven't played like we think we're capable of playing, that everything that we set out at the beginning of the year is still right there in front of us. So I think sometimes when you start off, at 1-4, that, you feel like, things are lost, but that's not necessarily the case. Our guys are focused in. They understand what we got to get done, and, we realize that, trying to get a win this week against Jacksonville would do a lot of good for us.
Kind of the way it's unfolding in the AFC this year.
I think there's two teams in the AFC with a winning record, so everybody else is 3-3 or less. So that sometimes it works out that way. Really at the end of the day, that's not where our focus is. Our focus is on taking it one game at a time, and we're trying to win a game against Jacksonville. But I want our players to realize that there's bigger and better things out there for us.
That's something you do hang your hat on though. Dennis, is that you're only one game back in the loss column in the division?
Well, obviously, I'd rather be there than a lot more games back. So, we know where we're at. We know what we got to get done, and we need to, start this week.
Heading into Jones, I guess he practiced yesterday, but not today.
He practiced limited yesterday. He banged his knee yesterday in practice, so. He started out here today. We ended up holding him out. We'll see where he's at tomorrow.
He's been doing some nice work on coverage on special teams.
Yeah, he's been doing a real nice job.
Who steps in for that?
Well, there's a couple options in some different spots. We'll see. We'll see where Taiwan is if we got to make, adjustments there.
Heading into a stretch with some potentially more athletic quarterbacks than you've seen, not the stoic pocket passer, but some guys who can run. What are your philosophies on playing mobile quarterbacks?
Try to keep them in the pocket, make them have to throw from within the pocket. Sometimes that's easier said than done. I think the thing you got to do with these guys is not let them extend the play with their feet. That was something that we faced a little bit earlier in the year with Roethlisberger, and kind of the same situation.
Surprised at the number of penalties this last game. You've been so clean pretty much up until that point.
I don't know if surprise is the word. It was disappointing, obviously, that we had so many penalties, and we've made a huge emphasis on that, and that's a point of focus for us to eliminate those things. So we've addressed it again this week as far as our technique and understanding what we got to do to try to eliminate some of those technique penalties that we got against Atlanta.
After the game Sunday, Carson took a lot of blame on himself. What was your reaction when you saw that?
That's the type of quarterback you want, a guy that's going to step up and take responsibility and not look to pass the buck on anybody else. I think Carson's played extremely well for us. He's a stand-up guy, and that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that he's our quarterback.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.